Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. My pleasure to be part of your day. And I know it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it? That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Sam Norwood is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. You know who Sam is. Sam's been with us many times before. In fact, once a month, Sam and his organization polls their partners. They've got 600-plus partners across the country who are helping to run businesses not unlike yours and mine. As CFOs for Rent, as Chief Information Officers for Rent, these guys are out there managing the balance sheets, managing the operating statements, helping to make buying and selling decisions and operating decisions. And Sam polls these guys and gals, and they report back to him what they find, what they believe is going on right now in the last 30 days, and what they think is going to be happening over the next 60 days. He compiles that information into a handy-dandy report, and he brings it to us every month faithfully, which we appreciate very much. And he has one with us here now, and I'm glad he's here with it, but we're not going to like the news. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Well, I'm happy to be back with you, and I'm sorry to bring what won't be too much news to most of your listeners, but we've had some turmoil in the capital markets, and we are looking very carefully at what this might mean to us in terms of our business conditions, because things that happen in financial markets often precede what happens in business by several months. The leads and lags are there, and what we have now in summary is a battle between the Federal Reserve, which is trying to counter-effect what's been going on in the financial markets so that it does not turn into a recession. And right now, you got to line up and place your bets one way or the other. We think recession is not in our sights at this moment, but a slowdown certainly seems to be.
Well, you know, I'm looking at your report here, Sam, and you have red arrows and blue and yellow arrows and green arrows. And folks, yeah, Obviously the green arrows are good news. There are no green arrows on Sam's report this week.
Well, the green arrows are a little fewer than we'd like to see because they're pretty scarce. But we've got some sideways arrows. The order backlogs are holding up,
yeah.
And so that was kind of the good news. Employment was not so bad in the last 30 days, but the outlook looks not so good. The red ones pointing down have to do with capital availability and pricing, and it has to do right now with the market waking up and realizing we've had a pretty good time the last few years in the capital availability, all the way from mortgages and personal loans to business loans in risky situations.
But you know, Sam, let me stop you for a second.
Uh-huh.
I don't know any small business that has a good business model that is credit worthy who has gone to a bank and has been turned away for a loan.
Exactly. What's happening
so,
is
so when you say the capital markets are not looking good, you're concerned about them. I don't think that that's directly impacting small business owners at their bank. Am I wrong about that?
It affects business owners who are expanding very rapidly,
right,
and who need the capital but are kind of slim in their cash flows or slim in their collateral, because what the market is doing is distinguishing more carefully the things that are more risky than they have done in recent years.
But Sam,
what they're calling risk-based pricing. is coming.
Let's be honest, though, Sam. That's what got us into this problem we have now. Was because people were easing up on their credit parameters, and were making loans that were probably shouldn't have been made.
Exactly, they agreed. So in a way, we've had a party, and now we have a bit of a hangover.
That's right.
The bigger the party, the worse the hangover, you might say. And so the ones who have had a party are those who may not have been credit worthy in normal times, but who got the credit anyway. Those are the ones being affected.
And now, if they're trying to go back to the trough for more, they're not gonna get good news. Stand by, Sam Norwood. We're gonna be right back, folks. To Winnie Till, we got a lot more stuff to come from our good friend Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I never get tired of listening to Dan Fogelberg. That's his music. He's one of the best. That's from the Innocent Age album, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's Nexus, yeah. That's the Nexus. That's a great song. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I think I said that. Sam Norwood is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host. And we're talking about what's going on in the economy out there. What does Sam's report show us this week? You know, you were talking about employment, Sam, a minute ago. We got some unfortunate news on employment in July and August.
Yeah.
Those numbers were revised downward. But, you know, see, I get so – I watch the – unfortunately, I do it sometimes just to get agitated. I don't know. I watch the financial program sometimes on television, and they annoy me so much sometimes because they act like the world is made up of 15-minute cycles. You know what I mean? They act like, you know, what's the market look like in the last 15 minutes? Oh my God, it's down. Oh my God, it's up, or whatever, you know.
Uh-huh.
And nobody takes the long view on Wall Street anymore. Nobody. In fact, I'll give you a quick story. Today I saw a couple of talking heads, a couple of hosts were interviewing a couple of talking heads, and they asked one guy, "What do you think?" And he gave them the 15-minute story. Another guy came on and he said, and I love this guy. He said, "Well, in my company, we look 3 to 5 years out," and I could tell that the host wasn't unhappy with this.
Uh-oh.
He said, "What about the next 3 to 5 minutes?" The host said that, and the guy, you know, he said, "Well," he tried to answer his question, but I mean, the Wall Street news, the stock market news machine, just can't stand looking at anything longer than a day or so. And when we look at these jobs numbers, Sam, we've created over 6 million jobs in the last 4 years. Don't you think the marketplace deserves to take a breather for a month or two?
Of course. And you know, the good side of the employment picture was that unemployment did not go down, did not go up a bit. Unemployment remained stable, although the new job creation was disappointing. That's the bright side. Also, another bright side is that if we're looking at if we're investors and we're looking at the equity market, well, equity market is 13,400 and something on the Dow, and we started the year at 12,600 or so.
It's up about 7% for the year.
Yeah, not too shabby, and so. The market is the equities market is not demonstrating an expectation that we're heading into a serious recession, so that's pretty good news. Also, another item of good news is that the way that the bond market is now in what they call a positive yield curve. That is, the longer out you go. It's pretty flat. The 10-year treasury bond is about 4.4, and so that's actually the good news is it's reasonable. It's not expecting a surge in inflation, and it's keeping the longer rates within reason.
And that inflation information, that's the payoff information for small business owners, isn't it?
Well, it is. If you look at what's going on, petroleum prices, the oil, you know, cost of a barrel of oil at $78 is pretty hefty.
Yeah.
And it was pretty close to this about a year ago, and then it went down in the fall after the summer consumption season. It went down. The question is, well, is it going to go down now? Because that mm-hmm. stimulated the market and stimulated the economy, frankly,
yeah.
as it came down into the 60s last year. The question is, well, will it come down now? And that's, we don't know. OPEC is increasing the output, so maybe it will come down.
Sam, you're a smart guy. You've been in the marketplace a long time. If you've got a lot of small business owners sitting at your knee right now, what would you advise them over the next 6 months?
Over the next 6 months, I would say be really, really alert and cautious, because particularly it's sector by sector, but if you're in the housing or housing related, my belief about this is it's going to get worse before it gets better. If you're in high tech, you may not be affected much at all. Look
mm-hmm.
to your specific markets, but be cautious about the broader scheme of things, and then watch the battle that's going on between market forces and the Federal Reserve, which is going to be doing its best to keep us out of an economic downturn.
Right.
I've noticed this, that the optimists over time win.
Mm-hmm.
The pessimists over time do not win, but that does not mean to be unrealistic. It just means that this is a great time to be really alert to what's going on around you. Not that you wouldn't be that way anyway most of the time, but right now is a be sensitive to what your customers are telling you more than at any time
right.
in the last 5 years.
Check your position. That's what I keep telling people, Sam. Check your position. Look around you. If things are going, you know, badly, then, you know, with the things around you, the customers around you, if you're getting bad indicators from them, then that's an indicator for you. If they're doing okay, if they're still buying from, if they're still making plans for the future, that's your position. Turn off CNBC. 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Just too much for me to face. I climb way up to
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam, give us that website, please, for Tatum LLC.
It's TatumLLC.com. TatumLLC.com. And there they can see who's who, where all we are, how to get in touch, and check out our survey, as well as being on your site there, Jim.
Right, and folks, the thing about the about Tatum is they're professionals you can rent. They're chief financial officers, chief information officers. You don't have to hire them full time. You don't have to adopt them. You can rent them. The way I used to make a living when I was a consultant, and it works. It's a great relationship. You get world class power, and intelligence and experience without having to pay a world class fee for hiring somebody full time and basically adopting them. And it's a great model, and I encourage you to check out what they're doing. That's TatumLLC.com. One of the things, Sam, that's going on right now is this best two out of three wrestling match between the stock market, and the Fed right now. I mean, I've never seen the stock market, I've never seen the financial markets be as aggressive and even whiny and everything else with the Fed as they are right now. Have you ever seen anything like this before in your life?
Well, course, everybody wants help when they're feeling distress. But the capital markets have been really squirrely, and this is the first real test of Bernanke, the new Fed chief, who replaced Alan Greenspan. So it's his test, and it's really the first potential real test that we've seen in the last 7 years or so of what the Fed can do relative to ensuring that the market, not just the investment markets, but the economy, that it'll stay out of recession. Some people feel like, well, gosh, it's been so long since we've had a real recession. Maybe recessions are something of the past. I don't think it's that's the case. But they have been better and better and better at combating what can be market forces that could head us toward recession. And they do this by making money easier through lower interest rates and through injecting liquidity into the market.
They've got the moral hazard issue going on right now, because what the market's doing is saying that what the capital markets are doing are saying, yeah, we screwed up. Yeah, we had some irrational exuberance and we messed up and we're getting ready to fail, and so we want you to bail us out, Fed. And basically, the Fed, that's not the business the Fed's in.
No.
The Fed's in the business primarily of holding inflation in check, and they've got a dilemma right now. I mean, if between now and next Tuesday, when the Fed meets again, if we get bad inflation numbers somehow, the Fed's really got a problem, don't they? Because the market, the stock market, the capital markets are convinced they're going to get a rate cut. If they don't, it's going to be like getting the red licked off their candy, isn't it?
Well, a rate cut of about 0.25% is built in, possibly even 0.5%. But
yeah,
if they went to 0.5%, it would be pretty scary. The reason that the Fed would go to 0.5% would be because the Fed is really concerned about the prospect of a genuine slowdown, and they don't want that to happen.
Right.
They don't want it to happen any time, but particularly going into an election year. So the Fed will be trying to battle the prospect of the economy weakening significantly.
You know, Sam,
is whether they can.
In the end of December, when I made my 07 predictions, I predicted that the Fed would hold rates steady until the third quarter, and they would cut in the third quarter.
Well, I really believe that that's going to happen. A quarter,
yeah.
A quarter cut is prospective in the, you know, and so I think that's going to happen. Not a half, but a quarter. Now, what that means to small business people is, well, the short-term interest rates may stay low and maybe go a little bit lower.
Yeah.
We hope that that happens for them, because that would be good news.
But, you know, Sam, more than low interest rates, we always like low interest rates, but for small business owners, it's not so much a matter of the cost of the interest as it is the availability of the money.
Exactly. And for small business people, I think the money's going to be there for those who are really credit worthy.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a little tougher road for a while for those who are struggling on the bottom line.
Thank you, Sam, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
I'm looking forward, Jim, and it should be interesting about a month from now to recheck again.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. This program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.